The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Travis Barker goes big and racy for Courtney's birthday. Is he setting the bar too high? Lizzo sends a drunk DM to Chris Evans, and his response is epic.
Damn, Poppy, he a rare breed.
And Oscar week is here. We're getting the party started with some special drinks from your favorite Vanderpump Rules stars.
Hey, happy Monday. Welcome to Daily Pop. Today, Travis Barker went all out for Kourtney Kardashian's birthday, but was it too much? Justin is out today, so I'm joined by Victor Cruz and Jody Sweetin. Hey. Thank you both for being here. We've got an exciting day today. So listen, look at this, you guys. This massive floral arrangement Travis got Kourtney for her 42nd birthday. Ooh. I mean, okay, it's made of her favorite flowers, tulips and gardenias. And there are even flowers hanging from the ceiling. He posted a not safe for work video and message expressing his love for the birthday girl. These two have been dating for a few months now, so it's still a new relationship. So is it smart to go really big in the beginning? Are you kind of setting yourself up for future failure?
Well, I'm you can't ask me this because I'm a go hard or go home type of guy. Aww. So like we're going all out, we're getting the big bouquets, we're doing the flowers, I do something like that, the whole thing. But it does give you pressure to like, okay, how do I keep
this energy?
But I think for them that won't be difficult for Travis. I'm sure he has a lot of things in the works for and a lot of plans for what they got going on.
Oh, absolutely. See, I'm a person, I don't like big extravagant things. I get really uncomfortable with gifts. So like, I'm so weird like that. So like even something like that would be other? I would be like, I don't.
So if your boyfriend came home with a bouquet like that, you'd be
with like awful. That? I would be like, why did you spend all that money on these flowers that are
I'm taking this back.
I will say I love gardenias, and I mean, it's absolutely stunning. Gardenias are my favorite flower, too, so I love how they hung them from the ceiling because they're very delicate flowers. If you touch them, they turn brown. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not a big go-all. I like small, like, write me a note, write me a love letter.
Aww.
Bring, like, do something special for me. Bring me my coffee in bed. Like, that to me is the big stuff.
See, every once in a while I want big. I don't want big for everything because we're married. It's joint money. So I don't want big for everything, especially because if it's, no, it's flowers. I like flowers.
Right.
Yes.
But I don't want you to spend $5,000 on flowers.
Right.
You could just spend $5,000 on a purse. Something that we'll get a lot more use out of, or some
I'll tell
really
you one thing, if I get a woman or my girlfriend or whoever a bouquet of flowers like that, and you kind of come out and you look at them and go, why? I'm grabbing them like this and taking them out.
See, I wouldn't say why. I would just get so, like, flustered that there was such an extravagant thing in front of me that I wouldn't know what to do. But, like, my boyfriend brings me flowers from the grocery store. Like, he'll get, like, a little bouquet.
Like, the random, I like that.
Like, he just comes home and does stuff like that, and, like, that to me, I'm like, those little moments or like a little text or a little love note or something like that to me is worth more than like
mental notes here for the future.
Well, what do you want?
I'm simple.
Do you like something big? And what do you get like a guy whenever you're trying to go big for a guy?
Right, well, that's hard.
That is very difficult. I don't know. I mean, jewelry, I like rings. I like, you know, give me anything. But I think for me, it's more, I'm a giver. Like, I like to be the gift giving. Mm-hmm. I'm the one surprising my mom with flowers on Mother's Day or different venues or her birthday. I'm the guy that's like, I want to do the giving. I'm always down for a gift, let's be clear. But I'm more wired to do most of the giving. You know?
You want more shoes.
100%.
Those shoes, by the way, I'm loving those.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Victor has a massive shoe collection.
It's kind of
like an entire house. Head?
I like, yeah. I mean, those are nice. I do like those.
Thank you.
So yeah, it's a nice shoe. But also, let's keep in mind, when you're dating a Kardashian, nothing is extravagant.
There's nothing that's too much.
The bar is already set so high.
So high.
Ooh, I like her.
I mean, he got a tattoo of her name within a couple months of dating.
I feel like that. That's not going to end well, I feel like. It never ends well when you tattoo someone's name on you after a few. I think they're cute together. I wish them seriously nothing but happiness.
Don't backpedal now.
I'm not backpedaling, but I'm saying I just feel like every time, like, that's
It can be very taboo. The one thing we were talking about, though, is that when you're a guy like Travis Barker and you've got so many tattoos, it doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
That's
like, if they break up, he doesn't care.
You get it covered over. My boyfriend has a lot of tattoos, too, and he's like, I don't even know why I have.
Yeah. Exactly. They don't care.
But there's no girls' names, and my name is on it. I'm like, don't do it, because that means that something will happen.
So you wouldn't like that if he came home and said, I got you.
I mean, I'm going to be like, oh, like, that would be cute.
Because you're like, it's done.
What am I going to say? But I'd be like, I don't know.
It always feels like the beginning of the end. Once you get the tattoo of the significant other, it always feels like, for whatever reason in any relationship, it feels like that's the beginning of the end.
Oh, no, they just started.
The clock's ticking now.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You guys, well, thanks to a drunk DM, Lizzo is finally getting the attention she wants from the leading man of her dreams, Chris Evans. Watch this.
I know I'm not going to be able to marry him. And honestly, it hurts me to the core because damn, Papa, he a rare breed. No comparing.
Woo! Lizzo was flipping out because Chris responded to her, telling her, no shame in a drunk DM. God knows I've done worse on this app, LOL. And she showed that he now follows her. You guys all remember Chris Evans' DM mishap, or Instagram mishap, rather, wasn't a DM. He was posting a video, accidentally went back to the camera roll in the video, and it showed a picture of his private part. So that's a
oops.
You know what? He gets it.
Exactly. The wonders of technology, right? Nothing like scroll.
It happens.
That far left.
So have you ever slid into someone's DMs and then regretted it?
Not me personally. I've never slid into someone's DMs and regretted it. I have slid into someone's DMs and didn't get a response for 24 hours. Then I got to get out of there. I got to
24 hours? That's all you give them?
That's all we're giving.
He's like, look, if you don't have the proper response to the flowers, more than 24 hours, like, you're cut.
I'm
Quavo and Saweetie, okay? Things are going back. Okay?
I mean, 24 hours, I'm not really on top of checking my DMs. Not that, like, you're sending me them, but I'm saying, like, people need a little more time than 24 hours.
Not in my book. If I'm in there for 24 hours, you got time. People check their Instagrams every single day. You're in that box. You're checking who's hitting you up. You're checking who's liking photos. People are constantly on Instagram.
I haven't looked at my Instagram for like 2 days.
I'm also embarrassed. Yeah. I don't want to sit there for 2 weeks. Now I'm just sitting there.
But 24 hours are 2 weeks. I feel like that's a big...
You get 24 out of me.
Okay.
24 hours. Okay, so here's another question.
But never regretted the DM, though.
Who has slid into your DMs and has it actually worked? You don't have to give a name unless you want to.
Who slid into my DM and has actually worked?
Yeah,
you would not. Wow, I didn't know this photo was coming up today.
This is why people slide again, I think.
There you go.
There's been some interesting, so I'm newly single, right? So, like, once that kind of hit the fan, there was an influx of messages into my DMs. And some,
isn't that exciting?
It was a little scary, though, because it feels like, were you guys waiting for this? And now, like, were you guys sitting back waiting for this? And now you're just in my DMs inundating me with information? But that was tricky. But I never really, it's tricky for me in the DMs. I don't meet up with people. I can't. I don't know. I like to meet people in real life, have real interactions. Be very clear.
It's early. It's Monday. Yeah.
I'm going to stop talking now.
That was the
Speaking
best
of sliding
love
into DMs.
We've had on Daily Pop in a while. That made my day. Okay, what kind of DMs are you getting? You probably get all sorts of DMs.
I mean, I get DMs from, like, fans and stuff, but I don't, like, I mean, there's some weird ones that come in from fans where I'm like, you shouldn't have sent that. And there's some that I'm like, report, nope. But no, I don't really, like, I don't think I've ever hit anybody up on DM. Nobody hits me up. Like, there's no weird DMs that I get, no celebrities.
I'm on the spectrum of, like, rabid Giants fans that, you know, are in my DMs to, like, have nudity there that I'm just like, I don't want to see this, guys, okay?
Okay, but what,
no,
if,
between,
it's, what if it's a DM? Let's take it closer to home. It's okay. A DM from a friend of a friend.
Okay.
So it's not a total stranger. You know who they are because they're your friend's
shot
friend, and they're shooting their shot that way.
That's different. Hopefully you can probably reach out to the friend and maybe get my phone number, and
ooh,
we can do it that
okay.
way. But I might respond to that because I know you, and there's like, you know, we have
connection
a rapport,
there.
There's a connection there. So I might get a response from me if you're a friend of a friend.
All right, girls, take notes. Just become friends with his friend.
Is that what this
everybody's
was?
Taking notes on
you. Is
like, okay, wow. Happy flowers.
Put your
like,
notepads away.
Now, make sure it's within 24 hours. Like, yeah.
Befriend the friend.
Befriend
exactly.
the friend.
Exactly.
Like, in person. It's yeah, there's a long
put your
list.
Notepads down.
But you know what? By the end of the show, people are going to be set up.
We're going
to
have so many DMs by the end of this show. Yeah, so many.
All right, you guys, switching gears. Prince Philip was laid to rest on Saturday, and the royal family came together for this somber occasion. A royal family united. Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip's four children and grandchildren, including Princes William and Harry, followed their grandfather's coffin, carried in a vehicle custom made for his final farewell. Duchess Kate arrived wearing all black with jewelry on loan from the Queen, including a four-strand pearl necklace, also worn once by the late Princess Diana. Kate also wore a pair of pearl earrings believed to be the Queen's. As for Queen Elizabeth, she entered St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle alone and sat by herself for the 50-minute service. When it was all over, once again, the family in mourning showed a united front, with Kate and William and Harry sharing a moment while leaving the service together. A personal handwritten note believed to be from the Queen was left on the prince's casket. It expressed her love for him and was signed Lilibet. That's the Queen's childhood nickname used only by close family members. So sweet. Thinking of that entire family today and all the people who love Prince Philip. All right, still ahead, inside Chrissy Teigen's return to Twitter, what she's admitting now. Then, would you make your kid watch you give birth? Hillary Duff did this. The wild details next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. You guys are already hitting up Victor's DMs. What was that one that you got? Because that one was pretty clever. Yeah.
Someone hit me and goes, I'm here in your DM shooting my shot for interaction.
Love it. Sounds like great minds.
Immediate response.
That's okay, you just watch your DMs, whoever said that, because we're working on him to get him to respond, okay? All right, the clapback queen, Chrissy Teigen, has returned to Twitter on Friday after quitting less than a month ago. She was tweeting all weekend long, we totally predicted this.
Let's be real. Let's be real. Like every killer in a scary movie, they always return for a sequel.
Yeah.
She ain't done with Twitter.
Chrissy's coming back.
She ain't done with Twitter. She's coming back.
Chrissy's coming back, and she's going to come back with a vengeance.
And that is exactly what happened. Chrissy tweeted, turns out it feels terrible to silence yourself, no longer enjoy belly chuckles randomly throughout the day, and also lose like 2,000 friends at once. She says she spent the past few weeks saying tweets to her shampoo bottles. Were any of you guys surprised that she couldn't stay away?
No. I mean, I've tried to get rid of social media before, like Facebook or whatever. I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then I can't get rid, like I open it, I'm like, wait, it's still there. I can't escape.
Because at least with Facebook, I try to get rid of that. I don't really do it much, but I'll think of somebody from my hometown or something, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're up to now. And I'm like, where else am I going to stalk you?
Right.
And I have to actually ask somebody, but then they might tell that person that I asked
right,
about
and
you.
Right, and then like, I didn't want to go all that far. I just wanted to like stalk you from afar.
Right,
I don't want to talk
exactly.
to you.
Facebook
right.
might be the easiest place to stalk someone, too, like from back in the day, because you can get their whole family life. You got the whole thing on there. But I knew Chrissy Teigen wasn't going to stay away.
Absolutely
like,
not.
It's just impossible for her. She loves her fans. She loves tweeting. She loves getting their reactions. I think it's their reactions,
well,
too,
she's
right?
a natural. Like, she is exactly. that personality
she's
that literally finds
too.
Something funny in the most mundane moments.
Exactly.
And
right.
yeah. not everybody has a gift like that. So
no.
Chrissy should not waste it
I
by not being
I want to be friends with Chrissy Teigen. I love her. Like, I watch her on Twitter because, like, I get a particular amount of, like, you know, the trolls, too. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to Chrissy Teigen this. And, like, there are times where I'm like, what would Chrissy Teigen do? She'd say something bad.
There you
exactly.
go.
Immediately, too.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, if she can do it, I can do it, you know? Yeah.
Welcome back, Chrissy.
Yeah, happy to have you back. Hillary yes. Duff became a mother of three recently, and she made the delivery, a family affair. So Dr. Berlin informed Pregnancy Podcast. She explained why she wanted her 9-year-old son to be in the room for the birth.
It was kind of important for me because I'm really big on being open and honest with him about how strong women are and what childbirth looks like. And he knows all about periods. And, you know, it's important for me to, like, normalize that conversation with him for all the women that are going to be in his life. I think that sometimes a 9-year-old boy is like, well, men have bigger muscles. I'm like, yeah, but we bring life into this world. Like, we move a baby through our body.
True that. Would you do this with your children?
Absolutely not. Like, it's just, I just don't think, I was having this discussion with my friend earlier. Kennedy kind of struggles at math a little bit. But as a kid, we would go to the store and have $1.50 and know we can get chips cost a quarter, this, and do our own little mental math, right? She doesn't have that. If I sent Kennedy to the store right now, she'd be a fish out of water. Like,
yeah.
Which way is the store? Like, yeah. How do I find the store? So let alone that, to have her in a room giving birth is just like, no, it's just not gonna happen. She's not understanding this. There's gonna be time. I can explain it to her as much as I can, but until she, you know, gets her period, until she gets older and gets more mature, she won't understand what she's really looking at. She understands his birth, but I don't know. I wouldn't have her in the room. But again, a son is a little different for me. I feel like a son, there's different rules for boys, just naturally.
Wait,
when
what?
You raise them. I knew this was gonna be a, yeah, I'm here. Well, good morning, everyone. But yeah, I think boys, I still wouldn't have my boy in there, but there are different set of rules. Maybe when he was maybe 12, 13, maybe not 9 for a boy.
What do you think?
I mean, I think that as a society, we, as human beings, we have always had birth and death in the home. And we've gotten so far away from that and farmed out our natural life cycle things. You know, death, I mean, children nowadays are like, oh, you don't take them to a funeral. Well, it used to be that you prepped the body at home. And you did, like, I think it's a natural part of the life cycle. I don't have a problem with it. But I just wouldn't be giving birth at home.
Yeah.
Because that is a little too natural for, like, that would be terrifying for me.
See, my reason to not do it would, listen, most births go great, especially if you're pregnant right now. Most births go great, but a lot of them don't. And the risk of something happening to me and my son or my daughter being in the room and them being scared would break my heart and totally, and I would feel fear that it would scar them for life.
Right.
So therefore, I would never do this because to me, it's too risky of a situation. Anything can happen in that delivery room, mm-hmm. and I don't want him to see it until everything's beautiful, mama's okay,
right.
and baby's okay, and come meet. That would be my thing.
I mean, I also do feel like there's some things that, like, you'll never get that image out of your head.
And yeah.
Like, where's the son standing? Like, first of all, pregnancy is like, or giving birth, it's a little chaotic in there, a lot of chaotic, you know what I mean?
Right.
So he's just in the corner like, oh my God, just like, where is he standing viewing this and just taking it all in and being scared
to death? Hers was a home birth, so maybe he was sitting there on his tablet, like, okay, cool, bro.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right. That would be my kids. They'd be like, are we done yet?
Playing
like,
Roblox.
There's no Wi-Fi. Yeah. Oh my God, Roblox.
Mom, what's the right. Wi-Fi? Stop!
Exactly.
Is it done yet? Mom, are we done yet? Mom, are we good? Yeah, no. That alone, I'd be like, that's get
For
out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to focus.
Right.
All right, coming up, you guys, Demi Lovato ignites a really big debate. We're going to dig into her new controversy. Plus, it was a big night at the ACM Awards. We've got the top performances, backstage secrets, and hot fashion after this.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook Games.
Luke Bryan took home Entertainer of the Year at yesterday's ACM Awards, but the ladies own the night. This sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Oh, why let you put a
deal? I have looked to so many women in my life that are just badass chicks. I'm really proud of where I am in my journey. I love the fact that I've got curves now, and it proves that I did something really amazing.
The stars glammed up last night. Mayor Morris, Carrie Underwood, and Mickey Guyton all sparkled in champagne. What did you guys think of the fashion?
Ooh.
I love Carrie. That. Carrie always brings it at an award show. She never just mails it in. She puts a lot of thought into it. It's always perfect with her performance. I love it. I also love Mayor Morris's. And I like Mickey's, too. I think it could be a little sexier, though. It's a little covered up for me.
I love Maren's dress. I think it's so beautiful. I love the cut of it. And, like, it just really accentuates her curves. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm always a fan of a good champagne dress on a woman. You can't, mm-hmm. can't go wrong.
That's
yeah.
true. It's really pretty. Very classy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miranda Lambert showed up in a denim on denim look, plus a bedazzled jumpsuit tasseled leather jacket for her performance with Elle King.
I'm a Canadian tuxedo guy all day.
I was gonna say the Canadian tuxedo. Yeah, I mean denim on denim on denim.
With the traditional country music belt buckle there.
Right.
I appreciate where she's doing. I appreciate where she's going with it, but no, I don't like it at all.
I don't know.
I love you, Miranda, but the Elle King is pregnant, and I like that the idea that they wanted to match, but and you know,
like
you have to have something
inspo here.
You have to have something, I guess, giving if one of you all are pregnant and you want to match, but no, I hated that.
I feel like the denim look it's really bringing back Britney Spears MTV Awards vibe with Justin Timberlake, like the all denim look.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean,
about
Kelsey? No offense, Miranda. You know.
I mean, she's got a voice like a rock star. It doesn't really matter
what she wears.
I mean, like that.
Yeah.
Her voice takes the show, but still.
I just want to spin around in those jackets. Yeah. Like, I want to wear them.
You get a boomerang and post it on your social.
That's
channel.
All. That's all I would be doing is just like running down the hall.
Yeah.
You know? Like, look at my fringe. Yeah.
Kelsey Ballerini, Carly Pierce stood out in their jewel tone gowns and matching shoes. I like both of these. Kelsey, I think, killed it. I love that color. I love the high slit. She, again, is similar to Carrie, always puts a lot of thought into these award shows with her fashion, and I think she did a great job. She always comes in a perfect 10.
Yeah, that teal color is just stunning. It's so pretty.
Yeah, all the girls in the DMs, I love a high slit. Just put that, if you want to put that in your notes for today, clearly
you
that's
wear
what
a high
we're
slit.
Doing.
Now,
high slit
now you're getting demanding.
I'm a high slit guy.
Again, commercial break. Add it to the list.
Yep. that list is getting long, by the way.
The perfect woman will show up by the end of the show.
Either in person or in my DMs.
Right. Check out Leslie Jordan's outfit that only Leslie Jordan could pull off. He wore an embroidered gold suit and cowboy boots. I love it. Because it's him.
I love him so much. I did a commercial with him when I was young.
Wow.
Like one of my first Oscar Mayer commercials, and he played like the older version of the little kid that, you know, I was with in the commercial. I think he's so hysterical. During the pandemic, I loved his Instagram.
Yeah.
Gold.
Like, I want to be friends with him. I have friends that work on his show, and they're like, he's amazing. Like, I need to meet him.
I need that outfit.
Wear it, Leslie. That is fabulous.
I love
that. So good. I love the teal boots at the bottom of the boots.
On the sole, right?
Right?
That looks really
detail,
good.
Yeah.
Really good accent, yeah.
All right, you guys, up next, Kim Kardashian's big night out with Maluma, plus Brad Pitt's killer move to change his image. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time to take a look at the stories making headlines in today's Hollywood Minute. Kim Kardashian is single and enjoying Miami. She stopped by the Good Time Hotel on Friday night where she hung out with Maluma and the Beckhams. Sounds like a good party. Victoria celebrated her 47th birthday that night, and Kim made sure to send her well wishes on Instagram. Jessica Biel says two kids are keeping her and Justin twice as busy. She's on Ellen today, and she says adding their son Phineas to the family last year has turned life into a wild, wild ride. But Jess adds she and Justin are more comfortable parenting this time around, and the bond between her two boys makes all the screaming and sleep training worth it. I feel you, honey. And The Rock called in a few friend favors for his daughter Tiana's third birthday. She's apparently a huge Aquaman fan, so The Rock got Jason Momoa to record a video message for her. He said she is finally old enough to understand her dad is Maui from Moana, but all she cares about is if he knows Aquaman. Victor, who would your kid want a surprise message from?
So my kid, I mean, she's into superheroes and different things in Marvel and things like that, but she loves music, and she loves this song called Pick Up Your Feelings by Jasmine Sullivan.
Ooh.
She would want to meet Jasmine Sullivan. And I'm just
cute.
Of all the superheroes, you're 9. You want to meet the singer of Pick Up Your Feelings, like a super emotional song. But yeah, she loves Jasmine Sullivan. She loves music. I give her the aux cord in the car, and she plays like real gems. Like she's...
Wow.
I find myself like in the car like, what song is this?
Right.
Like, I need the Shazam.
Right?
She's got some swag.
Oh, yeah, so I love it.
That's How about that, you?
Gosh, my younger one, it would probably be someone on like some TikTok star.
Yeah.
My older one would probably be... She would probably love Tyler, the Creator. She's a huge Tyler, the Creator fan. Like... his whole line. She's got the little compromise. Like, she's got all the merch, all the stuff, loves his music.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm okay with that. I like it too. So yeah, Tyler, the Creator, I think would probably be for my older one.
Yeah. Chase wants Spider-Man in costume. Doesn't care about any actual human, just a costume.
Just
Spider-Man. All right, Demi Lovato put a Froyo shop on blast for carrying sugar-free options. In a series of Instagram posts, Demi called the yogurt shop Diet Culture Vultures. They responded saying they carry options for diabetics, people with celiac disease, and vegans, but they also have indulgent flavors. So people are very divided on this one. Is it bad to carry a variety of sugar-free options?
I think that what Demi is probably speaking to is the larger issue of diet culture being everywhere, that like when you walk into a frozen yogurt shop to treat yourself and you're in that mindset, and you know, as someone who she has struggled with food issues before, like I can't imagine when you walk in, you're like, I'm going to have a treat and I'm going to like, I finally feel good about going and getting, you know, my Oreos and cookies and cream or whatever. And you walk in and the first thing you're faced with is sugar-free diet, this, that. Now I get like for diabetics and things like that. But I think really it's more the larger, like, you know, the hashtag diet culture vulture. Like it's everywhere. It really is pushed in so many places.
Yeah, for me, having a mom and a younger sister that both have diabetes, I mean, we face this every day. Like, we can't even, not can't, but we go to restaurants and she's like, I can't have this whole side of the menu. I gotta stick with my, you know, basics so my diabetes doesn't flare up, and I got insulin shots, and it's like a whole thing. So I've seen it firsthand how you go into a spot to have ice cream per se, and my mom is like, yeah, I gotta do the, you know, the this side of the Froyo. I can't really do the whole gamut because I have to watch my sugar.
But isn't she... Okay, me being on, you know, a diet, always. But for me, I'm grateful for those options. I mean, because otherwise I walk in there and I will get all the stuff that is all these calories that I really don't need. And so I'm grateful to say, like, okay, if your sugar-free options doesn't taste terrible or whatever it is, maybe not even sugar-free, but low-carb, whatever the situation might be, I'm grateful to have that. Whenever I go to a restaurant and I'm trying to be healthy, it's frustrating to me whenever they have nothing healthy on their menu at all besides grilled chicken breasts and some steamed cold veggies that are terrible. So I appreciate the variety whenever I go in, and I've been on both spectrums. I've been in places in my life, times in my life where I'm not so strict with my diet, and times in my life when I am strict with my diet. So I think having variety is great. So
I think it's also probably particularly triggering for her just with food stuff. And I think that, I mean, that really is, I think what it comes down to is like, you know, it would be like somebody who has a problem with alcohol. Like you walk into the grocery store and there's a huge, you know, liquor thing there. Like, that can be triggering to some people. And I get that, but at the same time, like, part of the work that you have to do is being able to get to a place where you can survive in a world and call it out and be, you know, but be in a world where you are able to sort of handle some of those triggers.
Yeah, I think it's perspective too, right? Like, her perspective on food and things like that are a little different because of what she's gone through and what she's continuing to fight through. You know what I mean? So just like my mom, her perspective is completely different because she battles with, she has diabetes, and her day-to-day lifestyle is just different than other people. So it's all perspective, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, and I do love what Demi talks about, though, as far as like the diet culture and all of that, that it really has permeated all social media. I mean, I have two daughters who are, you know, middle school aged, like 13 and almost 11, and they're constantly seeing in their face,
lose weight, look better, do this,
flat tummy, you know, all that kind of stuff. And like, I really encourage like just eating healthy, trading things out, you know, for healthier options. But it is, it's everywhere. And for young women in particular, it's just...
I remember being a kid and my mom introduced me to Crystal Light because it was like, you know, light. And I was just like, this tastes incredible after I dumped a bunch of sugar in it as a kid.
And there you again, and you're like, this
tastes incredible out of the cup of sugar.
Incredible. Like, this is great, mom. Guys,
after the break, Vanderpump Rules stars Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz are here, and they're going to show us how to make some fun cocktails for this weekend's Oscars. Don't go anywhere. That's funny. The Oscars are this weekend, and we have Vanderpump stars Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz here to mix up some Oscar-themed cocktails. It's been so long since I've seen you guys.
Yeah, we miss you.
It's good to see you guys.
We're so excited to hear. Okay, so before we get into it, your friends, Brittany Jax just had a baby.
Yeah, I haven't.
I haven't seen him in person, baby Cruz, but I've seen pictures. He's absolutely adorable, and I can say that I've never seen Jax happier. I feel like he's really found his calling. He's
so cute. Well, yeah. I mean, he literally just got born, so.
Yeah. He's in full dad mode.
That's so exciting. Yeah.
He's embraced the dad life.
I'm ready for the drinking, guys.
Nice. Should we dive in?
That's what I'm here for.
What's the first Oscar drink?
Have you guys seen Minari? Steven Yeun?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, it's awesome. It's a family. It's a movie about a family. It's about hope. It's about growth. It's about, like, chasing your dream, taking your shot, driving across the country, like just like I did.
Yeah.
When I came and met
just
you.
Just like I did. Yeah, you don't. Right?
Well, yeah, it's a really good movie.
That's true.
But it's an American Korean family who moves to Arkansas, and I wanted to pay homage to a very popular spirit in Korea. It's called soju.
Does he kill any zombies in this movie?
If I had one critique of the movie, there's no zombies.
Yeah, what's the name?
See Steven Yeun, you expect to see zombies.
No, right?
But anyways, this is happy water. Have you guys had soju?
Never.
Yes.
First time.
Okay, really soju is delicious. It's distilled from rice. By the way, did you know this?
What?
Rice is actually Arkansas's number one export.
Really?
Shout out to rice in Arkansas.
Okay.
All right. Should we make the drink?
Sure.
All right, we're gonna muddle everything together. It's kind of like a blackberry smash. We're gonna put the blackberries in there. Just toss them in like this.
Okay.
You wanna make it too, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, throw your lemons in.
Actually, no, I'm not.
You not gonna make it?
All right, I will.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, lemons, blackberries. Dump the sugar in.
What is this green? What is that?
By the way,
this is basil.
Basil.
You guys, I couldn't think of a cool name, so I'm calling it the I'm Sorry.
Are we putting the soju in here yet?
Not yet. We're gonna muddle first.
Muddle first. Got it.
This is the I'm Sorry Minari.
Because you couldn't think of a cool name.
Thank you.
What about Glenn from Walking Dead? You could have named it that.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's
pretty original.
Ooh.
By the way, he's super cool. We met him in Park City. It was my first time ever snowboarding. Super cool guy. His brother actually has a. It's called the Bun Shop. It's off Western.
Oh, cool.
Really good spot.
Steven Yeun.
How's your snowboarding skills? Did you stay up first time?
We're solid. I've been snowboarding my whole life.
Yeah. I got better. I've gotten far better. But
Victor, okay, he has a
so
rule.
Oh, yeah, we got to move along.
Okay, we're muddled up now. We can do, let's see. We can dump the soju in.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That looks like more than 2 ounces, but let's get crazy.
Yeah.
Cheers, Victor.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Take a little sip.
Cheers.
Cheers, Carissa. All right, cheers, Tom. Here we go.
Yeah, let's do it. Dump the sugar in, right?
Yeah, and we're going to add a little ice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. Yeah.
All family here.
Ice.
Kind of a lot of ice.
Yeah.
We're going to give it a good shake, a vigorous shake.
This is my favorite part. I always wanted to do this.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling. Should I go both sides of it?
And then we just dump all contents in there, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Guys, my brain is working half speed today. Okay,
I'm not used to talking, and especially while I'm making drinks. That's why I was always a terrible bartender. I can't talk and make drinks.
And you got to start tabs, too. You gotta bring drinks in, too.
You just gave me PTSD.
Okay, so let's put this.
Okay, we're going to dump it in.
Oh, that's great, Schwartz.
Wait, we got a little soda water. Which one's the soda water?
Oh, yeah, right here. Oh, no, the bigger one. Bigger one.
The taller one.
The bigger one.
Okay, so start making the next one, Tom.
Okay. By the way, this is Minari. One. Well, this is an American version. It's actually, Minari is Korean watercress.
Okay.
Nice.
This is like, here we go. A little.
Oh, that's good.
A little garnish.
Okay, so mine, the main exports of Kazakhstan, it's based off Borat. It's called the Borat. It's got 2 ounces of vodka. Then we're gonna do apricot juice, which is Kazakhstan's, like, one of their imports. Schwartz, wipe that upper lip, dude. And then, so we're gonna do the apricot juice, and then some spices that are really popular over there are cardamom, cinnamon, clove, and nutmeg. So we did a syrup where we mixed all those. Put those in there. We got about a half ounce of lemon juice.
Nice.
3/4 ounce of port wine.
Fresh squeezed, of course.
Yeah. And then we're gonna add some ice, and you can give it a shake, or if you're like me, you just can stir it up here in your glass. But this is a good drink. Like, you know, if you need to like lay down in a hotel room and like, you know, tuck your shirt in, this is a good drink to have during that moment.
Okay.
Perfect.
Wow, I love that very specific scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. If you just like
painted the picture, right?
Oh, I really like this one.
Carissa,
so good.
Not that it's a competition, but
Carissa, it's always a competition.
Hey, come on, man. We know who Tom number one is.
It's because I'm not a soju fan, but this is delicious too. Thank you guys so much. These are both.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of course.
Really,
really, it's so good. Yeah.
Cheers.
And we've got Hollywood's biggest weekend, or covered all weekend long, biggest event. I mean, Saturday. Join us for Daily Pop Oscars edition at a special time, 10 a.m. Then on Sunday, the Oscars on ABC at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to have coverage all day here on E! Starting at 3 o'clock Eastern. All right, up next, would you kick your family out of your wedding if they violated the no kids policy? We'll debate that after the break. Cheers.
Chris, I'm hurt.
I love you. I'm sorry.
Solid.
Shorty, I'm sorry. In today's Dear Daily Pop, inviting kids to weddings is always a controversial topic. But what about when it comes to family? One groom admitted on Reddit that he kicked out his 3 sisters out of his wedding because they all brought their kids, despite his very strict no-kid rule. And just to give you a little more context to the story, it was because his mother said, "It's fine, I'll deal with him." And just said, told the sisters, "Go ahead, bring the kids."
Yeah.
So mama's pissed. It's been like a huge fight in their whole family.
Yeah, this sounds like a whole family, like a family therapy session is what this is. This is not about the kids at the wedding. This is about mom not listening and having no boundaries. And this is a far bigger issue than kids at a wedding.
Here's the thing. I also had no kids at my wedding. Mm-hmm. We offered a babysitter if they wanted it. Nobody took it because we were out of town. Most of my friends and family were excited to be on a vacation without their children, so they were happy about the idea. However, I ran it through my head and I said, what do I do if someone shows up with their kids, even though I've said no kids? Because it was it could have happened.
Right.
But it didn't, thank goodness. But I would have never, I would not have kicked them out. I don't have the balls for that.
Yeah,
I would have just been like, I'm not going to let it ruin my day.
Would there have been a conversation though?
What?
Would there have been a conversation like, hey, what's going on? Like, let me pull you over to the side. Like, what's going on? You brought your kid? Like,
maybe after the ceremony.
Okay.
Maybe after, because during that moment, I wouldn't want it to cloud, because apparently this like ruined the whole day. Because that's your sisters, right?
Exactly.
Well, but here's the thing though. We don't know the kids.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know these 3 sisters and these kids. There could be a very specific reason that he was
one
like,
kid just gnawing on the bar, like.
Right. I mean, we don't know. We don't know. Like,
looks fun.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. We might be in the same thing. We're like, go, just get out. I don't know. None of them.
No, you're gonna ruin the day.
Right. But I had a kid. My first wedding, because there's been a few. As E, I'm sure, knows. No. I can laugh at myself. It's fine. But my first wedding, we had a no-kids wedding. We had some kids. Candace Cameron's daughter was my flower girl and stuff like that. So there were some kids there. I think some of them got taken home, and then we had a couple little ones, and we hired a nanny, someone that we knew to watch the kids like at the hotel. But really, nobody wanted to bring their kids, because it was like, it's an 8 p.m. reception. We want to have fun.
It's kind of a thing. You have a feel, like, especially if there's a policy, if it's on the invite or whatever, and you say no kids, you know, parents already triggered, like, oh, I can't wait. Like, I can't wait to have a night to myself, a good time, go to the wedding.
But not all parents. Some parents see that and are really ticked off because they're like, well, what am I supposed to do with my kids? Now I have to pay for your present. I have to pay to possibly travel to your wedding. And I have to pay for a babysitter. It can be unreasonable for parents. So I get the frustration, but my thought was, I'm sorry.
Also, there's a lot of lead times. There's a lot of lead time for weddings. You have
plenty
of time.
That's the thing, right?
It's
not a surprise, like tomorrow. Hey, by the way, you got to get your life together.
I was like, you know, talk to me if we need to figure it out. But ideally, I want you to come and have fun. And I know for a fact, just, you know, I didn't even have kids yet at the time, but I especially know even more so now, it's hard to have fun and even have a conversation with a friend when your kids are there. They're interrupting all the time.
Right.
You're having to keep one eye on them. And
especially little ones at weddings. You're like, they're gonna go crashing into something. They're gonna steal stuff off the table. They're gonna.
That's my thing. Like, know your child. If you know your child is a terror and he likes to nibble on, you know, anything that he looks at, he's got to stay home.
Right. Or if he's the one running around and like sliding in the little tuxedo while, you know, the bride's family's giving a speech, you're like.
So, best of luck, buddy, but it sounds like you probably did the right thing because if they override you all the time already, especially on your wedding day, they're probably going to override you for the rest of your life.
So you need saying. This is a deeper family issue.
Mama's not letting you grow up.
Right.
Up next, Kylie and Dua are rocking the same shirt, but what we want to know is who wore it better. We're going to get into that and more next. They say great minds think alike, but is that also true when it comes to fashion? It's time for a round of who wore it better. First, we have two sisters, Chloe and Halle Bailey, both rocking the same Balmain jumpsuit, one purple, one metallic. And this is a straight up tie for me.
I can't pick a side.
I am obsessed with both of them. They look both so cool and so hot.
They do look great. I'm going with the black. I'm going with Chloe here. I'm going with the black metallic here.
Yeah, I'm going with black. Only because, as you can see, most of my wardrobe is black. I love black. But I think it looks great. I feel like I would look ridiculous in it, but they are absolutely rocking it.
Oh, they're absolutely crushing it.
The little waist cinch and everything. It's
just so much energy coming from the photo, too. I think that's the big thing. It's like, they're in these outfits, but the swagger is just shooting through the photo.
Yeah. They feel super confident in those.
100%.
You can
tell it. So 100%. Good. Okay, Kylie Jenner, Dua Lipa both dropped these pictures on the gram wearing a Valentino pink shirt dress. We got black heels with one. I think Dua did a white boot or heel with the other. Who pulled it off best?
I'm going Kylie in this one just because she's, again, back to like the energy, right? Like the swagger from the last photo, but I just like to see legs.
Dua's not showing you the full look because
And we all know Dua's got also equally great legs as well. We've seen her perform a bunch of times but the legs on Kylie is what's setting this one apart for me.
Yeah, and I like those shoes better.
Shoes are nice.
See, for me, I'm still stuck on the fact that we're calling this a shirt dress because to me, that's just a shirt.
It's a big shirt.
It's just a big shirt. But, I like Dua's on this. Okay. I love those shoes. Those shoes are really different and interesting. I don't know. I feel like it's a little more unexpected.
I just wish we could see more of how it looked on her, the way Kylie is standing and how it.
Well, maybe she was like, it's just a shirt. It's not a dress. I need to sit down so that it's a little longer.
Okay, next we have two queens, Beyonce and Laverne Cox, same latex bodysuit.
Oh, wow.
Well, Beyonce's got the full look on, okay? So, Laverne looks amazing, obviously, but, you know, Beyonce's got the complete look. So I'm going Beyonce.
Yeah, I mean, Beyonce is the queen of all queens. Respectfully, we love Laverne.
I mean, that's the thing. Can you ever not say Beyonce? Like, I feel like you can't not say Beyonce. She
looks fabulous. But goes back to the legs. We're getting the whole shot here from Beyonce too.
But I love Laverne Cox. I follow her on Instagram and like her closet dancing. I'm like, yes, get it, because it makes me feel so happy. So I'm sure whatever she was doing in that video, she was just. Mm-hmm. Living her best life in that latex bodysuit.
Love it. All right, you guys. Tomorrow, our Oscar countdown continues with new details about the A-list stars who will be at the show. And do you guys know who wore the most expensive dress in Oscar history? We'll tell you. Thank you both for being here. Come back tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Checking my DMs now.
All right, check your DMs.
Yeah, I got to check in with you
tomorrow.
See what's going on tomorrow.
Wait, let me see what you got.
This thing's on fire.